An abridged version of the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here. But we are off for another day of broadcast insulin.
Yes, we are. We're going to make it count, even though it's a shortened show.
Yes. 2 hours of the best radio you've ever heard in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're here till 7, one or the other. We're going to start.
You'd be the judge.
Yes. Obviously, it's 5 o'clock, so we'll do the top 5 of 5. Also coming up on the program today, Mr. John Cass is going to be joining us a little bit later on the program. We're going to be talking about, I know you're seeing all the commercials on TV for all the local political races, but he has some thoughts on what's happening here, especially the gubernatorial kind of deal. Because there is a kind of a shocking development.
Yeah.
In the governor race.
The governors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The goobs.
And about, and all of a sudden, you know, it's Jamie Pritzker has spent what will be about $60 million or a little over $60 million bucks. What's a little over $60 million?
Does it really matter at that point?
When you call it $63 million, does $3 million, it's a rounding error, really.
Yeah.
But that's $3 million bucks.
Well, the governor's race here is set. It's on pace to break the all-time record of money ever spent on a governor's race, which would be the California race between Jerry Brown and Meg Whitman, both quite wealthy people themselves.
Jerry Brown, I thought, was a hippie.
He's well funded.
Yeah, I mean, whoever is going to be funded here, whoever, if it's not JB, it's like the part-time teacher or whatever he was, a Daniel Biss guy.
With the hair.
He's got the good hair.
He's got good hair.
Yeah,
he does.
We'll talk about
volume
that coming up in the program. I am all for that. And right when they say Gary Cohen's not going anywhere, as soon as you hear out of the White House somebody is not doing something absolutely, wait 24 hours and they will absolutely do whatever it was they weren't doing 24 hours ago.
Just the same day the president went on and had a speech about there being no chaos, then his, you know,
Chief Economic Advisor Gary Cohen announces he's resigning. And basically this is about the tariffs, because the president tripled down on the tariffs. He was with the Swedish prime minister today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were taking questions, and he was all about these are easy to win. This is going to be so good for the American worker to have these tariffs imposed. And he's going after Canada specifically. And then he backdoored China, even though China's not one of the top 10 producers of steel in the United States and importers to the United States of steel.
Number 11.
He said that's not true because they come in from other countries and it's hiding as Chinese steel.
Did you see that there was a chair for Gary Cohn with a placard on it that said reserved for Gary Cohn that no one ever sat in? So Sarah Huckabee went over and sat in it. And that was sort of the first sign when he doesn't show up to that things were not going well. And
at a cabinet meeting?
He eventually, as you pointed out off the air just before we got on, waited till the market closed, it seemed, until he announced this.
Yeah.
So people have a little time to absorb what's going on here.
Yes, because I think this means the president's serious. I think the market doesn't think the president's serious about these tariffs. You'll see tomorrow that the market was going to start taking it seriously, I fear.
He said trade wars aren't so bad. We can have them, but we can have them with love.
Yeah.
Loving
trade war ever.
It's the top 5 on the Rokan Show.
5.
Let's go.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Do exactly that.
Number 5.
So the president had this joint press conference, as I just pointed out, with the Swedish prime minister, Stefan Löfven. I'm going with Stephen.
I don't know who said it.
I'm going with Stephen Lovin.
I think yours is better.
Stephen Lovin sounds like a guy who was the replacement guitarist for AC/DC for a short period of time.
Perfect rocker name.
Steve, we're going to do it with love and loving, right? Loving, is that right?
A loving tariff, right, Mr. Loving?
Now the president was asked, "Hey, what about all this chaos up at the White House? What's going on there? What about, you know, the morale is low and people are leaving?" And this is before, by the way, Gary Cohen announced he was leaving. This is all happening. And the president said, no, that's not true.
The White House has tremendous energy. It has tremendous spirit. It is a great place to be working. Many, many people want every single job. You know, I read where, maybe people don't want to work for Trump. But believe me, everybody wants to work in the White House. They all want a piece of that Oval Office. They want a piece of the West Wing. And not only in terms of it looks great on their resume, it's just a great place to work. It's got tremendous energy. It's tough.
Right. People don't want to work for him, but they can't pass up the opportunity to work at the White House.
They love the White House. They're coming to work for me. Then his chief economic advisor quits right at the end of that. And just stop and think about that for a second. If you're like, media, you're making all of this up. I'm playing for you what he said and then telling you as soon as the press conference was over, his chief economic advisor quit.
Yeah. Gary Cohn, no relation.
Right. To Roe Cohn, right.
I heard that earlier.
Somebody get Ed Farmer on the phone. And when you know, they get Don on the phone. All right. Yes. Hold on. There's more.
But the White House has a tremendous energy and we have tremendous talent. Yeah, there'll be people. I'm not going to be specific, but there'll be people that change. They always change. Sometimes they want to go out and do something else. But they all want to be in the White House. So many people want to come in. I have a choice of anybody. I could take any position in the White House, and I'll have a choice of the 10 top people having to do with that position. Everybody wants to be there. And they love this White House because we have energy like rarely before.
Mm-hmm. Gary Cohn, line one. Can't take his call right now?
He's got the top, always has the best people. You mean like all the guys are going to jail? Like Paul Manafort, he was the best people. Yeah. Like, how about all the people who've left already? They were the best people. Now they're gone. The 10 best people. Wilbur, right? Remember you talking about Wilbur Ross? He was going to get Wilbur Ross. People are like, how did you get Wilbur? And then an hour later, it's like, Wilbur's adult. All right, are we done now?
I just wonder who they're going to put in the position.
Yes. With the president? Oh, actually, we're not quite done with the president because we get to...
Number four.
All right, one of the big unanswered questions of the Russia investigation is whether the president actually did have any knowledge... Listen to this. Wait till you hear this. This is kind of startling. Or involvement in that meeting that Junior had at the White House with the Russian lawyers... Mm-hmm. That they said was about adoption, but was really about sanctions. And remember, that was the meeting that was set up because he got an email from his buddy who was like a circus producer or something in Russia, who was like, they got dirt on Hillary. You got to want to go to this meeting, right? Remember that?
We do.
Then now enter Sam Nunberg, who... And no one wants to say this explicitly, so I'll say it explicitly. He was drunk off his ass on television yesterday.
Yeah. People were calling it early in the morning. We had Mike Flannery on with us who said there's something was not right about him, even first thing in the morning. And then Aaron Burnett on CNN called him out and said, I smell some alcohol.
Yeah.
On your breath.
Right. So you're going to hear him coming up. But the thing is that... Actually, I want to go in opposite order here. I want Nunberg to set it up, and then I want to play what the president said here, if you will. I'm sorry. This is what Nunberg told Jake Tapper drunkenly last night.
Do you think that Donald Trump says it? President Trump says he knew nothing about the meeting. Do you think that that's true?
No.
You don't think that's true?
No. It doesn't. And Jake, I've watched your news reports. You know it's not true. He talked about it a week before, and I don't know why. He did this. All he had to say was, yeah, we met with the Russians. The Russians offered us something, and we thought they had something, and that was it. I don't know why he went around trying to hide it.
Mm-hmm. So what turns out to be the case here is that 2 days before the meeting with the Russians, Donald Trump said... this at a press conference.
How she's getting away with this, folks, nobody understands. Designed to keep her corrupt dealings out of the public record, putting the security of the entire country at risk, and a president in a corrupt system is totally protecting her. Not right. I am going to give a major speech on probably Monday of next week. And we're going to be discussing all of the things that have taken place with the Clintons. I think you're going to find it very informative and very, very interesting.
On Monday, they were going to have the meeting. On Thursday, they were going to have the meeting. He was going to have a press conference on Monday to discuss what they had learned in that Thursday meeting with the Russians. And this is what he said on that Tuesday prior.
Seems, it seems hard to believe. I'm not going to take Nunberg's word for anything right now.
But what about that, though?
No, I mean, you're right. It seems unusual,
says on Tuesday,
the timing of him promoting that, and then this meeting, which was promising Hillary Clinton dirt.
Yeah.
Couldn't be somehow.
It does kind of seem like it might be related, doesn't it? We have a major, major press conference to tell you everything you need to know. A major announcement on Monday, right after our meeting on Thursday, which is not happening. I don't know about it. Oh, God. Now then, there was another tidbit from the, because this guy was drunkenly getting on the phone with everybody.
Oh, every producer in New York was trying to book him at that point.
So he finally makes it over to Aaron Burnett's show.
Oh boy.
On CNN at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Chicago time. And here's what he said.
People in the White House were saying about you.
Yeah.
Talking about whether you were drinking or on drugs or whatever they had happened today. Talking to you,
yeah.
I have smelled alcohol on your breath.
Well, I have not had a drink.
You haven't had a drink, so that's not.
No.
So I just, because it is the talk out there, again, I know it's awkward, let me just give you the question so you can categorically answer that. Have you had a drink today?
My answer is no, I have not.
Anything else?
No.
No.
No. Besides my meds.
Okay.
Antidepressants.
Don't get up those. Oh, boy.
I don't know if that's too much or not enough. I don't know. Which one is that?
Yeah.
Certainly seemed drunk to me. I know from drunk people. And he seemed drunk to me.
How about the part where he says, arrest me? I'm not participating in any subpoena. Just no way. Come and arrest me. Well, he's changed his tune on that now.
And now there was this little gem from him sitting down with the local New York One.
You know what? If Sarah Huckabee wants to start debasing me, she's a joke. Okay, fine. Yeah, she's unattractive. She's a fat slob. Oh, fine. But that's irrelevant. The person she works for has a 30% approval rating. Okay? So if she wants to start attacking me, she can do that. That's fun. But we know it's a joke. Everybody knows it's a joke.
Yeah.
Joke. Anybody who starts with, you know what? That is an absolute sign of drunkenness.
That's a tell. Who hasn't been in a bar at some point and somebody you don't know comes over and says, you know what?
Or in Dennis Rodman, guess what? It's the same kind of guess what?
He was booked for a whole bunch of shows this morning and canceled all of them.
Yes.
Changed his media strategy, changed his legal strategy. He's now participating and cooperating fully and will participate in all of the questions.
With the Mueller investigation, he's going to hand over the emails.
You know what?
Okay.
Oh, gosh, that's perfect.
Okay. All right. This is good. Things are going well. I hire only the best people. All right. Right now, Judy, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour in the WGN newsroom?
Trump says the White House is a great place to work as another person leaves. That coming up from the newsroom.
You know what?
Look. That's another one of my favorite ones.
Look.
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 Let me tell you something.
You know what? Guess what? It's all the same thing.
What had happened was...
In my case, it's usually, oh, my God.
And another thing.
And another thing. You, and it's another thing, and it's followed by you, because it's always an accusation.
And it's not ever just one thing.
Well, do you have one thing for the traffic? Top 5-5 continues right here on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantes.
Yes.
Checking in at
number 3.
During his monologue last night, Stephen Colbert talked about this whole Sam Nunberg thing we just played for you.
Yeah.
Sam Nunberg back to back to back to back. You know what? You know what? Tell you something, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah.
So, how was he able to get all those interviews in one day?
Nunberg took over cable news like a car chase. He was on MSNBC at 2:45, CNN at 3:30, and CNN again at 4 o'clock. I believe at 5, he called into HGTV to incriminate himself on Flip or Flop. I'm pretty sure after Mueller gets through with him, it's going to be Flip.
Checking in at
number 2.
Oh, this is a weird story. Nashville Mayor Megan Berry had to resign today after she pleaded guilty to felony theft. This is a month after the star of the Democratic Party, which, by the way, there is no hope. There is just no hope. She was one of those people who are like, oh, watch her in 2020. She's been a rising star.
Yeah.
She then, a month ago, she had to admit that she was having an affair with her bodyguard.
And I sincerely hope and believe that my own actions will not tarnish or otherwise detract from all of the great work that they do. It has been my honor, and it has been the privilege of my entire professional life to have had the blessing and the opportunity to be your mayor. I thank you in advance for the support that I'm sure you will give Mayor Briley in the weeks and the months ahead. God bless this wonderful city. I love you, Nashville.
She agreed to pay back $11,000 or $10,000 in city funds.
Oops.
Criminal theft charges.
Wait, that's not my money?
Nope.
Wait, that's not my money?
Not hers.
Oh, all right.
They don't know how to do the things in Nashville.
No. No, you don't ever take the money yourself.
Gosh.
You get the guy who owns the guy who's got the small business. That's the guy who gets it. But these people need to learn something.
Number one.
After retiring from wrestling to focus on his acting career, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is about to just collect the gold. He's getting statuette after statuette of, well, the wrong kinds of statues in entertainment. He's been filled with Razzie Awards.
Oh.
Yeah.
Poor The Rock.
Yeah, worst performance in a movie. For the Baywatch movie, right?
It was terrible.
Yeah.
All right, Ellaby, what did we learn from the perps after the interrogation?
The only perps here are you three, okay? You turned the canals into the damn X Games.
Yeah, that's because we were in lifeguard pursuits.
Oh, okay. My bad. Except for there's no such thing as lifeguard pursuit. Police do pursuits. When you do it, it's just some guys chasing some other guys. No offense.
None taken.
But it was a Razzie for So Rotten You Loved It.
Mm-hmm.
You know how those ones that sink into that territory, those movies that are just so bad.
Yeah.
You just start laughing at them.
Showgirls is one, maybe the best of all of those.
Oscar snub in my book.
Rock, how do you feel about all this?
Here's the cool thing. The movie was so bad, they actually had to create another category. I'm not kidding. That category, the new category is a movie so rotten, you eventually fell in love with it. I'm not kidding. Which means the sandwich you have been eating is so bad that you eventually started to like it. Look, made Baywatch with the best of intentions. It didn't work out like that, but I humbly and graciously accept my Razzie, and I thank you, critics, thank you, fans, and look, at the end of the day, movie so rotten you eventually fell in love with it. That's just the way love goes.
He took that in stride.
He did.
Good for him.
I like him a lot.
I do too.
I get it. I always get a kick out of him, even when it sucks. And it often does. All right, let's close this thing up, and then we got Judy's news right now.
The top five at five.
Are only the most wonderful people. Another one bites the dust. The White House today. This one's a big one, actually. Gary Cohen, the chief economic advisor to the president. This was a one of the when the president was trying to put together originally sort of an all-star cabinet of economic people. Gary Cohen was one of those folks that they thought about Gary for a number of different positions.
Right, his name was floated around.
Treasury. And then they ended up with him for chief economic advisor.
Goldman Sachs guy, Wall Street banker.
Right.
Respected.
Big blue Goldman Sachs guy, too. A guy who'd been with the company a long time. Was a big, big executive there. And then it ended up that Steve Mnuchin and his wife became the treasury secretaries together.
Secretaries?
Yeah. So that,
that's what you'd think from the Instagram pictures.
Yes.
That they're both, they have the position.
She likes to hold the money. When the big sheets of cash come off the printers, she likes to be there holding them with her gloves because she doesn't want to get the ink on her fingers. Oh, man. What's wrong with our little country?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Not the right image.
Jeff Earle from Mail Online is joining us right now. He's the U.S. deputy political editor there. And you kind of knew this was happening, even though the White House said, no, 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 he's not going anywhere. But as soon as they say you're not going anywhere, they're going somewhere.
Yes, it's been a slow rolling resignation. And some friends of his put it out there, and you could tell that he was sore about having lost this big internal battle over the tariffs. And it wasn't the first time he had put out that he might be looking for other things to do. And then finally, lo and behold, he's out.
Do you think it was a last straw kind of thing, or do you think it came down to the tariffs and that was a policy as a free trade guy and former Wall Street banker he just couldn't support?
Well, I think one thing we don't know yet is the steel and aluminum tariffs, is that this is a single issue, or is there some pivot that's going on in this administration where they're going to start going after everybody who Trump thinks has an unfair advantage? Because he talked today about taxing European cars. There's a report on Bloomberg about hitting back on China on intellectual property. So maybe we know there's an internal struggle over these tariffs, but it could be there's a fight over more than that, and he doesn't like the way things are going to be going.
Well, I think it's a really interesting strategy here, because I think that the president, yes, he's impulsive and emotional and all of those things, but I think what he keeps his mind focused on one thing, which is the electoral map. And in order to have in order to get from December essentially of 2018 to November of 2020, he's going to have to keep majorities in the House and in the Senate. Because if he doesn't get majorities in the House and the Senate, they're going to make life very tough. If Democrats take over either of those or both of those houses, it's going to be really something. And for him, and he knows it. So what he's doing here is, despite what the Republican National Committee wants here, he's going to go out, he's going to make his own policy for them. And his own policy is going to be American jobs and protectionism. And the way that their explanation of American jobs to the way they're saving it, the Republican explanation is going to have to be, even though this is not what they want to do, he's forcing their hand on making it a protectionist agenda to do that. And hoping that, the employment numbers stay good for the next essentially 16 months, which is what he needs to get through for the next 6 months to get through the election. And then for whatever that's going to be, plus a year. I can't do the math right about now. I'm too confused. But it's going to be, thank you very much, but it's going to be, for the next year and a half, until he gets to the next big election, he's going to need that help. And I think he's just doing it, and I think he's got people around, whether it's Gary Cohen who's leaving because he's like, this is a bad idea, but I think he's also got, the Schlaps of the world, the guys who are going to be, running the big game in 2020, going, oh no, what are you doing?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think he's taken over the party, and then there's obviously the Paul Ryan wing. They're of the mind that they can try to turn this back or influence him, but it might be that he's a more powerful force in shifting their view. And plus, I do think a side benefit of this is he can't have the story every day just be Mueller and Russia. So if he picks a fight with everybody, I think that's okay, because we'll be talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That is true. Although, with friends like Sam Nunbury, who needs enemies?
Oh, gee.
Right?
That media tour that came to an abrupt halt. It seemed like everyone wanted to book him, Jeff. And then, boom, he's gone. Suddenly, he's cooperating with everything after saying some pretty inflammatory things yesterday.
He did. It was a nonstop televised meltdown, and he said he was trying to back up Trump, but he also said some things that were pretty critical and might have hurt himself. And I don't know whether, I mean, I know Mueller would like him as a cooperating witness, but I don't know if he becomes so damaged by all these appearances that he's not as useful.
It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter, because it's the email chain. It's going to be his conversations with Roger Stone. They're really climbing the mountain here for Roger Stone to see if Roger Stone was in contact with WikiLeaks or the Russians or any of those people. Because you got to remember that crazy Roger Stone, white-haired guy, a little nutty, the Showtime show, the circus. Mm-hmm. John Heilman sat down with him at the Russian Tea Room in New York in October of 2016.
Over a couple of cocktails.
And they gave a wide-ranging, crazy interview with him in which he basically acknowledged, Roger Stone acknowledged, that he was in contact with the Russians. He wanted to intimate. Now, his lawyers now say he was just talking big and he's trying to be a big guy. The thing is, the emails between Nunberg and Roger Stone, Nunberg is his friend, is Roger Stone's, Roger Stone was Nunberg's mentor. Those emails are maybe going to, that's what I think they're looking for here, are going to lead a path to Roger Stone, and then does Roger Stone lead a path to the president? I mean, this thing just isn't going anywhere it's not going away for the president. He wants it to go away. It's just not, and I don't know how he, you know, climbs back out of this, but this is a significant issue. And I, when I look at it, I'm thinking this is only a matter of time before it turns into a really, really, the real indictments, the ones close, start to come down. Because they're getting closer, right? I mean, you see this gallery of people.
They're getting closer.
So it's a bit...
The people who end up suffering the most are not the closest. Sometimes it's the guy on the bottom who doesn't have something to barter who gets the worst deal.
Right. Yeah. You know, there's Papadopoulos springs to mind immediately when you mention something like that. And you
does
do
come to mind.
And you do wonder, now, where is this guy in all of it? But again, you know, this is a typical federal kind of investigation, federal style investigation, where they do grab the little guy, they grab the bag man, they grab the driver, they grab a guy who was just, you know, and then all of a sudden they squeeze him till he gives them the beginning of the map, and then they move up to that next guy, and then that guy gives a piece of the map, and now the map is becoming clearer as it's heading in there. And again, this could be just a situation of a bunch of guys talking big. The question here is this, and I think that Nunberg said it in his rambling drunken way yesterday, which is all he had to do was say, yeah, no, we had a meeting. We didn't get anything out of it. And maybe they didn't get anything out of it. Well, obviously they didn't get anything out of it. But the question now is, who called the shot to have WikiLeaks release the Podesta emails? Because it came right at the time that the tape from the embarrassing tape came out with Billy Bush. It came right after that. That Billy Bush tape came out on Friday, and that night they're releasing the emails. So did someone call the fire there? Did someone call it in and go, you got to do it now. We got to change the story here. And if they did, who was it and why'd they do it? Well, we know why they did it.
And Nunberg really doesn't want to spend the 80 hours going through his emails, but I'm pretty sure that if he wanted to hand his laptop over to Mueller, that Mueller would say yes and do the work for him.
Yes.
I bet that's true.
They have an algorithm like that. All right. Yeah. So right now, futures on the Dow for tomorrow that are being traded in Asia are already starting to see a dip here on the Gary Cohen news that he's leaving. There's a concern that cooler heads and adults in the room are going to dissolve into the woodwork here as the president decides he wants to go on this trade war, which is all going to be about American jobs, coal, steel, all those things, because he needs to shore up Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, Michigan, all the things he thinks is going to be helpful here. Because the auto industry, right? He wants to put a tariff on the Germans and the Japanese for their cars. This is good. This is good in all of those heartland areas. Is that in the long run here? That's going to be the economic story. He's got a great economy going right now, and he was taking credit for the Dow, the Dow, the Dow, the Dow, and now he can weaken it. I don't know how much, but he certainly can weaken it here.
Mm-hmm. He can, and that's the advice he's getting from they may be establishment, but they're no dummies. Some of his allies on the Hill are saying, "Gee, let's talk about this tax cut. Let's enjoy this nice ride." And even Trump has acknowledged that's what could save him from the, I don't think it will, but the normal historical uphill climb that the party in power is going to face in the off-year elections. He needs a humming economy to mitigate it.
Yeah. I thought there was something else interesting that came out of his joint appearance with the Prime Minister of Sweden today, which was...
What's that?
He was asked about Russia again, and he was like, well, maybe, do you think that you're doing enough to try to help keep the Russians at bay in 2018 and not have them meddling in the election? And do you acknowledge they meddled? Well, he starts out with they didn't change a single vote, which is his mantra on this. But, they may have meddled, but other people may have meddled too. There might have been other countries and other individuals that were meddling. He just cannot go there. And in the meantime, Vladimir Putin's putting out a video showing himself nuclearizing Florida. And there's nothing. And it's like, where are you on this? Why is he not, if he's so about America and protecting and, you know, being the big guy, being the tough guy, where is he on that when they release that? Is that surprising to anybody here, Jeff?
What's not surprising is that that's been the tenor of almost every time he's been asked the Russell question. It's always a variation of that. Throw in China, or it could have been somebody else, or we're really not sure. And this time he threw in the detail of, we've got a commission that's looking at it. I don't know if he's talking about his election commission or what, but I'm not aware of any big commission cooking up new plans to respond. And he also said that they wouldn't meddle in the off-year election because if so, we'd retaliate. I mean, he could also retaliate to the last time if he wanted to.
Didn't Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, though, announce the sanctions today over election meddling? He did make that announcement.
Maybe that's what he's referring to. But Trump also moved to give back the embassy, you know, the relatively slight steps that Obama took. Also, Trump moved to reverse some of those on the embassies and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. They're properties here. Okay. I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. There's nothing I can do. This is his show. He won the election. He's going to do what he wants to do. He can go ahead and do it. And I'm along for the ride. As Dave Chappelle said mm-hmm. in his stand-up special mm-hmm. about the president, it's a scary ride. It's a scary ride for a lot of people, including the people close to him. It's like we just got in the Uber and we noticed that the driver has a crack pipe in the front seat. That's what it's like. And he's like, well, now what do we do? Do I get out? I can't get out. The car's moving. All right. Jeff, thank you very much. Jeff Hurl.
Thanks, Jeff.
Mail Online. Thank you, sir. All right. Here we go. Here is Judy going to tell us what's going to come up here at the top of the hour in the WGN newsroom. Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Look who just stepped into the studio.
Yes, look at here.
Kristen McQuarrie and John Cass from your Chicago Tribune.
Two of our favorites.
And tomorrow night, let me just get the plug in here really, really quickly here. Tomorrow, it's an Illinois primary all-star columnist panel with John and Kristen and Eric Zorn from the Tribune, along with Mary Mitchell from the Sun-Times, moderated by WGN's Ben Bradley. Mm-hmm. Don't let him show you pictures on his phone. It's tomorrow from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Chicago Athletic Association Hotel, Madison Ballroom. It's the Lincoln Forum. This Lincoln Forum is a great idea, by the way.
I love this.
Because this is an opportunity where you get...
You get the drink.
Yeah, and you get people to come together and they argue in a respectful way with each other mm-hmm. about what's going on here, whether it's in Illinois or national politics. It's always fascinating. You get people who are, you know, on the inside and very close to what's happening here. And I got a couple tickets. I got a couple pairs of tickets to give away. Why don't we do this right now, since
sure.
I mentioned it. I don't want to get too far away from it. Caller number 19, caller number 20, 312-981-7200. Each of them get a pair of tickets to Lincoln Forum Primary All-Star Columnist Night tomorrow night at the Chicago Athletic Association Hotel, the Madison Ballroom. And that's on Michigan Avenue, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful, beautiful
right
room.
Here.
I don't think I've ever been allowed in, so this might be my first time.
Is that one of those clubs that didn't allow women?
I don't know. Is there a dress? I think it's really fancy.
You have to
right?
have a So, is that the one where
they've changed that now? It's like a hotel now. That was on Michigan, mm-hmm. and they've turned it into it's a hotel.
Right.
They got a beautiful bar at the top that
and
overlooks
the beautiful view up on top. Right,
one of the great views of Grant Park and the city, you know, Millennium, and then into Grant Park and all that. Great, great, great spot.
Can you see Comiskey Park? I'm sorry.
Oh.
Can you see Sox Park?
Yes.
The guaranteed rate?
Yes.
Because you know what?
With a mirror.
Kristen and I are both White Sox fans, and we just love the fact that WGN, which was the Mordor, you know, at one time, the Cubs land,
mm-hmm.
Now is Sox country.
Yeah.
And when...
How are you feeling about that? Do you feel... Is it a step up for WGN or is it a step up for the White Sox?
That's a loaded question.
I think
WGN.
Okay. Can I do that
Careful
whole media thing where I don't answer your question?
Start a new
this
question.
Is a broadcast thing where I answer what I want to say, no matter what.
Exactly.
You ask
that's
me.
A political thing.
Henry
yeah.
Kissinger. I like the fact that Ed Farmer tosses over to you,
mm-hmm.
and I can't wait to hear as a Sox fan. I've heard this story only 50,000 times. So I can't wait to hear it another 50,000. He had the best curveball at St. Rita. Sandy Koufax loved that curveball. And I hope you talk to him about it, because it's what they call chit-chat.
There was a weird moment today with Darren Jackson where he was talking about naked men in the locker room. I'm like, all right, I got to listen to this. He does seem to be slightly unfamiliar with what this radio show is on that comes on afterwards. But I get baseball guys. You never they always got something else going on. All right, let's talk about what's happening here in Illinois. J.B. Pritzker is going to spend, by the time this is done, probably $70 million of his own dollars, somewhere around there, give or take 10%. He's going to spend $70 million. And he still, it doesn't, and he's already spent, you know, 60, almost 60, and he still has got very, very deep competition from a guy that no one ever heard of. So nobody sent. What's going on here?
Which guy, Chris Kennedy or Dan Biss?
Either one of them is a nobody, nobody
one
sent.
One of them's a Kennedy. We've heard the name before,
but
for
he's,
sure.
He's closing, he really. Is. The gap is, you know, closing in these final days, and it's kind of surprising. He sort of waited and did not spend $1 million a week on TV like JB has done, and it seems to have worked a little bit to his advantage, and I do still think JB has a huge advantage. He's, aside from the Blagojevich tapes and a couple other issues, it's kind of been a flawless campaign, and he got out there early, so I would still put my money on JB to win the nomination. But he's made a big mistake at this moment in time of not calling out people like House Speaker Mike Madigan and Cook County Assessor
JB
Joe
has.
Beard.
Me too.
Exactly.
Me
yes.
Too.
of not being part of the, you know, Democrats are looking for a reform-minded candidate,
yes,
too.
I agree.
And he's not wearing that credential.
Well, did you see what Mike Madigan, speaking of which, said? He wanted to make the message crystal clear about sex harassment today to brought everybody together and the Democrats. And he said, hey, this is not going to be tolerated. If I hear about it, I'm going to get on it personally.
Ooh, really?
But why now? Has anyone been to Springfield? We know what goes on there.
You know what's going to happen now? Blue Ribbon panel.
Independent investigation with... Oh, his daughter is the Attorney General.
Well, not for long.
I know, but still.
But this is always the time when you pull out the Blue Ribbon panel. I heard, who did I hear say Blue Ribbon panel this week?
Someone said that?
Yeah, and I'm like, whenever you hear a politician refer to, well, what we need here is a Blue Ribbon panel, they are lying through their teeth.
Stalling.
That means nothing. There's no, we need a panel. That's just another way to buy some time, right? And
exactly.
And people go, oh, yes. Oh, there's a Blue Ribbon panel.
He's
coming.
On it. Yes. He's all over it.
Yeah.
He's got it covered.
It is so. But what about this Dan Biss? He's got great hair. He's got a commercial where he looks scared of his wife. I mean, there's a lot of things going on here.
He's just at home like a regular guy. That's what he's showing,
well,
right? Isn't that what that's about?
Well, there's
Is it Dan Biss commercial or This Is Us? What is it? Because it kind of looks like a This Is Us. Like, I want to start crying.
Like that.
By the way, there's somebody else because when I watch it, I do cry. Okay.
You know what's so wrong about me?
What about Kennedy?
Oh, I watched the commercial, the Dan Biss commercial, and I like it. He is a regular guy, and it shows his, it's not even a bungalow, but it's a very small, you know.
North Shore house, like Evanston, Lincolnwood, they have those kind of
but
houses.
Modest house, nothing fancy.
But, you know, trim your bushes, dude.
You got on him for that.
Rather personal. You know,
I
would say.
Have you seen the yard? I mean, it's like a jungle.
It's the winter. What are they going
to
do?
I mean, look what happened to Rand Paul. Let's not forget that.
That's true. That is true. It's an excellent point.
You mean attacked by the neighbor over the
over the bushes or the something, the weeds?
I'm serious. Go back and look at it. And now that I've brought it up, you'll be like, okay.
Well, when you see the other piece of that commercial that I think is interesting is when he's standing with his wife looking at the electric bill. His body language is, please don't hit me. It's kind of like, she's like, now who kept the lights on? It's kind of the feeling you get. Uh-huh. And I get what he's doing here. The Bernie wing needs somebody. This is the problem with the Democratic Party. This is why Donald Trump, I think right now, it's too early to tell because I don't know if he'll, you know, still be the president by 2020. But this is the problem with Democrats. Democrats can't get out of their own way because they don't know what they stand for anymore, because you still have the Bernie wing that doesn't like whatever the regular Democratic wing is. And who are the regular Democrats? But Republicans have the same thing here going, too.
What about Kennedy?
What about Kennedy? Now let's talk about that. Kennedy was declared dead on a. Well, I declared him dead on arrival because he couldn't answer questions when he was on with us on his first day on the campaign trail. But when he, because one of his answers, I said, "Well, where'd you come up with that?" He said, "Well, Google it." That is not the answer that you give if you're running for governor. But he is, to Kristen's point, he is closing here. And I didn't really anticipate that he was going to do it because it did seem like he was kind of lost.
The name Kennedy is almost holy on the south and west side of Chicago, particularly among African Americans.
Yeah, that's true.
Pritzker, okay, all I'm waiting for with Pritzker is who's going to do the plumber commercial. Is Biss or Kennedy going to do it?
The plumber.
What's the plumber?
Yeah, what's the plumber?
We're J.B. Pritzker is pushing over the toilets.
Oh, he disconnected the toilets in his house to get a reduction on the other mansion that it was uninhabitable.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Wouldn't that be a great commercial?
You
want to go there?
You know it's going
to
go.
How am I supposed to lead you into this?
Here. Yeah.
You know, plumbers, low-rise jeans, what else do you need?
That's what I thought you meant. I wasn't sure. Come on. I didn't want to put words in your mouth.
So I do think that you're going to see that, and I think you're going to see a tripling down of a Blagojevich tape. There may be, I think so too, Ray?
I do. Another tape?
Yeah, because, well, okay, so the big question, one of the big internal questions that's being asked here is who's leaking those tapes?
That's right.
Because it's legal. These were things that were in evidence. The lawyers on both sides have these tapes.
And they say, no, it wasn't me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Have you ever known a lawyer to misrepresent an answer, ever? Have you ever?
Never.
Anybody?
Never. How dare you,
But Rome. To hand it to the Rauner campaign is another thing. And so you wonder, was it someone internal at the courthouse? I mean, there's a few suspects here, and the feds say they want to know. They want to know.
But
was it the Tribune? I mean,
yeah,
that's come up, right?
Yeah, but nothing illegal
don't
here.
Leave the Tribune out of it, okay?
These are the things that
I
are out
think
there.
They leak. I think the Tribune was the leak, and we posted it, and then the Rauner campaign pulled
is
from
that
our
how it
website.
Worked?
Is that how it worked? Mm-hmm. I should know the answer to that, but I don't think it was leaked directly to Rauner. I think we had it.
I just met a guy who had a story, and we were going to meet like quietly on the loading dock, but I met him at Starbucks instead.
To get the tapes?
Another story.
Oh,
but
okay.
That's how you do it.
I've heard they're done. Quietly. These are the two. They're out there. There's not.
You like
another.
To do that in plain sight? Do you? Is that what you like to do?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I get it.
Like who? What? Me? No.
Yeah. What two people could possibly? Who's John Cass meeting with? Every time I see John, because we're here at the Streetside Studio, corner of Michigan Avenue in Heaven, and John steps outside to maybe enjoy
some
fresh
air.
And he does it a couple times a day, and he walks around. And there's always a guy. It's like a better cop show than Chicago PD. I'm trying to like an NYPD Blue kind of a thing.
Who loves you, baby?
Yeah,
grittier.
There's always it's a grittier kind of more realistic thing. And there's always a guy who looks like the guy who's an informant who's walking with John at any given moment.
Right.
It's always like that scene.
And we always
it's
try so to dramatic. Pretend we know we're in on the conversation.
So
like,
dramatic.
What are they saying?
Yeah.
What are they saying?
Yeah.
I think the same thing. I started taking pictures for a while. Like every time I saw someone talking to John, sometimes it was a fully dressed police officer in uniform on
as
a horse.
As opposed to the guy in chaps.
And then sometimes it looked
on.
Like somebody worked for Streets and Sands and was sneaking in.
And there's a van across the street in the roundabout of the Wrigley Building with a guy with a long lens camera who's taking pictures of John walking down the street.
Yes.
And it's a black and white still frame after you hear the sound of the shot.
You know, Ro, this is our city. Chicago's our town. It takes two to track it down.
Never
heard that before. I just made
that's
that up.
Great.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about. So you think, Kristen, you think very clearly here that J.B. Pritzker is still the guy, the lead dog here, and it's going to take a pretty wacky thing for him to get knocked off, you think?
I mean, I would say in a primary, in a non-presidential year, you need organization. You need to actually have people who drive people to polling places, who are knocking on doors of senior citizens who haven't voted yet. And I don't think anyone else has that ground game. I think J.B. Pritzker does. So I think there could be an upset on the Republican side, but we haven't.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
We're
going
to get to that. Hold on.
Gosh.
Please hold on, because I have a little bit of a prediction. A prediction for you. Coming up, right after, we'll talk about whether Jeannie Ives can actually topple Bruce Rauner in the primary. We'll talk about that, but first, Violetta Powder Medics got the WGN Turf Trouble Spots.
After a four-game road trip, the Hawks return to the United Center as they host Colorado Blackhawks. Tonight, 7, WGN. abbreviated.
Where are we now? The studio. That's where we are.
Yes.
In the studio right now, John Cass and Krista McQuarrie, both from the Chicago Tribune, are here. And they are going to be tomorrow night at the Chicago Athletic Association Hotel, the Madison Ballroom, for the Lincoln Forum. LincolnForum.org, by the way, if you want to get tickets. Your ticket, by the way, includes beer and wine. That's an important thing, I think, right there.
Do you guys take a little glass of beer or wine before you, or do you do that after?
During.
During.
Before, during, and after. Yeah.
Good
plan. Single malt scotch, and a water Beck. That's it.
See?
You want me to talk
politics?
See,
you're going to make me talk politics
free?
After work.
Right, exactly.
After work.
I've already
yeah.
had enough.
These are newspaper men, women.
Yes.
It's right
you
here.
Can
is
tell.
What we got.
You yeah. can tell. Spent some time at the Billy Goat, have we?
Ink-stained mm-hmm. wrenches.
Yeah, we're going to wear our Burberry trench coats from 1986.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
I bet you have one of those.
I had one then.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Now I need two.
I missed all the fun. I missed all the drinking at the desks and the smoking in the newsroom and all of
I've
that.
I've heard the stories, too. I never saw it.
Yeah. The wild...
Liaisons. Missed it
all. Did the news directors or the editors really bring you in the office at the end of a day, like 5 o'clock, and say, come on, we're having a drink, but you still hadn't finished your job, right? Did that happen?
No, it never happened. I don't know what... I wish it did, though.
I wish I worked for
Lou Grant, but I don't.
Oh.
Yeah. If John was my editor, it would happen. But
yeah, it would be.
No,
yeah.
We report to people who work.
Have like a seat, query.
Anna, did you ever on a Friday at 5 o'clock have a drink before your job was over? Did that ever happen?
You're on your show.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to get in trouble the first time when the Knarble wagon rolled.
That's why I hate that show. I hate your show in that respect. I'm listening to Knarble wagon. Uh-huh. I'm like, geez. I'm still working
jealous.
Here.
Jealous.
I just had a glass of wine at my desk. I invited you to come up.
Yes, she did.
See,
shift
was
nice.
Over.
All right. Now,
this
is very European. All right. Jeannie Ives, speaking of, she won't put up with any Europeans. I can tell you that right now. Jeannie Ives taking on Bruce Rauner.
It's
going to be much closer. And I agree with Mr. Cass. I believe that she's going to win at the last minute. Now, the only numbers I have seen on this are numbers coming out of the Rauner camp that show him up by 20%.
You've seen something else, too. You've seen Rauner spending a lot of money on this ad, right? Mm-hmm. Where Gene Ives is portrayed as the Madigan henchman.
Yeah.
Like the little mini-me of Madigan.
A little bit of a stretch.
Just a bit. But the fact that he's doing it again and again and again tells me he's worried about her.
Yeah.
And you said that you got some phone calls about it, that it is kind of chipping away at people who maybe were... you know, floating toward her camp, and then they hear in her own voice her, you know, sort of defending Madigan, that it is having an impact. And yet, of course, we were there and she was not defending Madigan. She was mocking Rauner for constantly blaming Madigan for everything that he couldn't get accomplished.
Well, the moderates are never going to go with her anyway. They're going to go with Rauner. So the question is, does this embolden...
This is a primary.
Right. Does this embolden that Trump base, essentially, in Illinois, that's going to... and the cultural conservative base in Illinois that is going to go with Jeannie Ives anyway?
I think one of the things that probably is not showing up in some of those poll numbers are people who won't say that they're going to vote for her because she has said some things that are really strident about gay relationships. And I mean, we didn't endorse her in part because of that. So I think there's probably a group of really motivated conservatives who won't say that they're voting for her, but who will and feel also betrayed by Rauner. So she could be an upset on election night.
And if she does get elected, it'll be the national race.
Yeah.
If she gets to win the primary.
If she wins the primary, it will be hugely
a
big focus, and a lot of people will be spending a lot of money.
And what are the latest polls on that? Have they moved in any in her direction, in her favor lately?
I mean, she's closed.
Statewide, are there any?
She's closed like a 40-point gap up until this point, but she's still 20 points behind, according to this poll.
With 20% out, though. With 20% still undecided.
Same on the Democratic side. There's 28% undecided. So you really don't... People don't want to tell pollsters how they're going.
I have to say, I haven't seen too many races where you close a 20-point gap in this amount of time. That's just a fact.
I'm just saying there's a chance.
I think there's more of a movement toward her than is showing up on some.
The larger problem for Rauner is if he... Well, that's the main problem. But if he wins the primary, how do you put the Republican Party back together again after he voted for abortion, after he did the sanctuary state? How do you put the you can't do it at just you've covered those, Ro. Unity breakfast the day after. Oh, let's
love
all
each
be
other.
Together. We're going to love each other. Here, pass the eggs. I love you, man. It's not going to happen.
I'm with you, right.
They do this, though, these politicians. We know that.
Well, it will be interesting if it's, you know, J.B. Pritzker, the one thing about J.B., if he comes out and he wins this thing, J.B. is a guy who, you know, he's not a newcomer to Chicago or Illinois politics.
No.
He's a guy who was always, he was a money guy, he was writing checks for a lot of people over years. Mm-hmm. And it'll be interesting to see how that goes. If Jeannie Ives, I do not think Jeannie Ives can win the general. Because this is purely a turnout game right now. The only way that she wins against Rahner is if Republicans don't show up at the polls. If it's just a turnout,
if only
the really activated ones do, which is what primaries are about. But I think you're going to see a lot of people showing up at the polls. A lot of Democrats are activated right now, so there's going to be a higher Democratic vote total in Illinois than there is going to be a Republican vote total in Illinois, for sure. But the question is, you know, will Republicans come out? And can Rahner inspire Wilmette to come? He needs 100% of Wilmette to come out right now. And if he doesn't get 100% of Wilmette, there's going to be trouble. Because he needs that.
That's exactly right. And I don't know. I think that's the base that he's lost, are the people who were sort of those independent, little more moderate Republican voters who last time around. I mean, he ran in a three-way primary 4 years ago and didn't, you know, he only won by, what, 6% over Kirk Dillard?
And some of those are going to pull Democratic tickets here because they don't want Donald Trump. A lot of those moderate Republicans are afraid of Trump and they don't want to be a part of it. And then that opens up the path for Jeannie Ives. I just, you know, I said it. Here we are. That's it. That's the beginning, the middle, and end. This is the gospel truth. Don't worry about it.
So we don't have to work for the rest of the week.
Right. Forget about it.
Thanks.
You got the next
Thank
2 weeks. This is in the bag.
John is going to be saying this tomorrow night at Lincoln Forum. He's going to be stealing your exact prediction.
Right. The bag. I'm even going to use that phrase. Okay.
It was like when Brady, Bill Brady, mm-hmm. had it in the bag and decided not to work the last 2 days.
We saw what happened there.
Of the election, of the general election. Wait.
Very close.
What happened?
Close.
All right.
We could ask him tomorrow. So he thought it was in the bag for Hillary. Brady.
No, Bill Brady.
Oh,
when he was running for governor.
Yeah. Rewind.
Remember that.
Yeah.
We're going to see Pat, and Pat still hasn't recovered from Trump winning in November.
Yeah, tomorrow, the former Illinois Republican.
We remind him that on the show every time he's here.
Pat said, I just remind him of this, and then we got to go. Pat Brady did say on this program in September of 2015, mm-hmm. don't worry, he's not even going to make it to Iowa. And then after he came in second in Iowa, don't worry, I might win New Hampshire, but he'll be out of this thing by the end of February.
Not a real candidate.
Somebody said in March of 2015 that Hillary Clinton could not win. She was a loser.
Oh, was that John Katz?
I wonder who said that. I'm just saying.
I'm just wondering. Very.
I think he just plugged himself in a backward sort of way. I don't know
what
he just did.
Call me Gumby.
Go see these two and the other folks who are going to be. You got to see Mary Mitchell, right? And then
Eric Zorn,
and go have a few drinks and enjoy this. And tell Pat Brady that he doesn't know anything about politics, even though he ran the Illinois Republican Party. Just tell him that, and he'll tell you. You know what? You're right.
No, it's
you're right.
He knows.
LincolnForum.org for tickets for tomorrow night. Go see it. It's a great show. All right, here we go. We got Judy standing by. WGN is...
Shortened show today, short and sweet, and hopefully impactful.
Yes, hopefully. Yes. We started at 5 o'clock today. Mm-hmm. These 2 hours are killing me every day.
I know, it's a lot of work.
I wanted to, we have much to try to get to. Full show tomorrow, by the way. Mm-hmm. Full show. Don't you worry about it. We're good to go. Here's something interesting.
Okay.
That, you know, we got this Apple store in downtown Chicago right here.
Beautiful store.
It's in our backyard here at WGN. It's right on Michigan Avenue. And it's at Michigan Avenue and the river, literally on the river. And it's beautiful. It's won all these awards.
It's supposedly the model for all the new town hall architectural centers that Apple's going to put around the world.
It's a big glass, at least from the street level here at Michigan Avenue. It's a big glass box, and the top of it, the roof of it, is like a laptop roof. It's one of those, it's like a silver laptop. It would be like a, you know, your Apple.
Yeah, you're used to seeing it on all the laptops.
Right?
Yeah.
And so when you look at it from above, if you're in the buildings and there's, you know, thousands of vantage points up and down the river here from which you can see it if you're in one of these buildings. But at street level, it's glass. And when you see it, it looks like you're walking into just a, you know, like a, an open air roofed environment because it's glass.
And at certain times of the day, it reflects off the buildings or the river nicely. And that part's cool. But remember, we heard the story about the birds flying into it.
Right.
And dying.
Yes.
Poor little birds.
Because the birds thought, well, I'm getting underneath the roof here. There's no glass here. I can't see. The glass is so clean because it's an Apple product because, you know, they're nutty. They want to make sure that the glass is clean all the time. And it's some sort of 21st century glass that never gets dirty, can't smudge.
Touch.
Yeah, well,
can't touch it.
Don't, well, that's what they said to you yesterday at the Saturday Night Live
exhibit. That didn't work out so well.
Yeah.
Hear that a lot.
Yeah, don't touch the, don't! Anyway, the point is that Apple was so happy with this, they built some of their, on their campus, in Cupertino, California, where I always know what the temperature is and what time it is there.
I know it. Such a focus. They're so self-centered, these Apple people.
Whether
is
I like it or not.
Is that why that's always on the phone?
Yes.
I was like, when did I put that on here? I don't even know where that is.
Because that's their headquarters. They have been running into some of the same problems that they run into here. With except it's not the birds that are running in to the glass. It is actually their own employees, so much so that their employees have been hitting the glass and then having to call 911.
That's crazy. That is so
crazy.
Well,
I guess they're not such geniuses, huh?
Yeah, they're not the Genius Bar employees. Good point. These have got to be other types of employees. But they're saying that they're actually, they almost, one or two of them has appeared unconscious when they call 911 and bleeding. And some of them, you know, they just, it seems like serious.
What are they doing? Running all over the place?
According to the caller on one of the 911 calls, the victim has serious bleeding from his head. And medics were immediately dispatched to the scene because they couldn't tell if he was conscious or not.
Classic, too much glass in the architecture.
Medical emergency. What are you reporting?
And the caller's like, this is Apple Security reporting a medical injury.
Mm-hmm.
What is the address?
One Apple Parkway. And he's like, actually, one of them said, really? That's
Wait,
where we're going?
No, no, man. No, no.
No, really. What's the address?
No, one Apple Parkway.
No, no. No, no. Really. What is the address?
No, yeah, yeah, really, the billion-dollar Apple new headquarters, the spaceship, Apple Park campus. That's where you're going.
Now, specifically, where should they go?
This is actually in the transcript. Like, they don't even know where it is.
Totally is. 13,000 employees there at the Apple Park campus.
They can put it in their maps in their Apple device to find it.
So the address you gave me, really, One Apple Park Way, and that's where they should be going?
That's right. That's where you're going. You got a victim bleeding profusely from the head, appears unconscious, late 20s male.
Campus costs $5 billion.
$5 billion. Okay, I said one.
Billion.
It's $5 billion. Sorry, stand corrected. That is, I mean, it looks gorgeous. They call it the giant spaceship.
Well, it looks good, but people are...
It's a problem.
Dropping like flies.
At one point, he's like, "Is he? They're breathing okay? Are there's a blood spurting out of them?" I mean,
right? Yeah, right.
Crazy.
They hit the. Is they always ask that 911. Is the victim breathing?
But in one case, they weren't sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Is he breathing?
Ask Siri. Is he breathing?
Siri, is he breathing?
What do we do, man?
Dude, hit the glass because it looked like air.
I mean, how fast was he walking or running or, I mean...
How long has he worked there? I mean, it's been around for a little bit now.
The new guy ran into the wall again.
New hire alert.
Newbie mistake.
Here he comes. Watch out. Best comment I saw is it turns out Apple is not compatible with Windows.
Oh, but
oh,
I'll...
Oh, no.
You got that one.
Oh, no.
Serious problem. It's not just one or two employees. It's happened several times.
I
mean, the building just looks ridiculous.
It does. It looks super cool. Like, I'd love to get a tour of it.
A giant forest in the middle of it, too.
Mm. No, what? I wonder how many birds are dead. I mean, if the birds are dying here, trying to get literally into a building that has just a bunch of wood furniture in it, and then Apple Genius is standing around going, I can't, there's nothing we can do about your battery.
And per square footage, it's much smaller.
And plus, the birds here are not very, like, aggressive. You know, they weren't flying fast. They were, like, slowly walking, probably, and running into it.
Well, the birds around here, I mean, this is survival of the fittest. There's so much glass in downtown Chicago that, you know, the bird poor moms birds. Are like, listen, you're on your own here, but...
Good luck.
But when you're flying, it's not always what it appears to be.
Ain't that the truth.
Oops.
Oh.
They had a good run.
Yeah, but there are fewer birds here because you got the little the fake owl sounds that you hear on Lower Michigan. You ever hear that?
Or off the loading dock here at Tribune Tower.
Yeah, it's a hawk, actually.
It was a hawk.
Fake hawk, yeah.
I didn't know it was fake for like my first 3 years working here.
You see like tourists down there and they're like, whoa, whoa.
I'm like, whoa, birds of prey moving in.
Let me explain that. They have a machine down on Lower Wacker, right? Not too far from the Billy Goat Tavern, by the way, our dear friends.
Convenient. Cheeseburger.
That mimics the sound of a hawk, and it's loud as hell.
It's so loud.
I freaked out the first time.
And you're like, what the hell is that? And it's designed to keep the birds from congregating under there. And I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah. And people.
It's good for the birds. Good for the people. I saw a snow leopard run away from there one day.
How many tourists are turning around? And
that's the thing. I've seen that.
They're like, honey, we took a wrong turn.
All right, this take the picture of the Billy Goat. Let's go. We saw it.
Wow.
So, yeah, these beautiful buildings, they're pretty to behold, but watch out.
Keep your head on a swivel, kids.
Yeah.
I think the people who worked at Apple are supposed to be some of the smartest individuals in the United States of America. Aren't they the most coveted jobs?
Wow.
The Apple geniuses?
No, I mean, working at Apple.
But what about the people at the stores who are geniuses? I think they've I think they should go from genius. I think they should downgrade it now because I've been to the Apple Store a number of times.
Disappointed
recently.
On occasion?
Just gifted, maybe?
I wouldn't even go with gifted.
Quasi-gifted?
I'd go with, you know what?
Experience.
Jamba Juice wasn't hiring. That's kind of the feeling I'm getting.
It's the honor roll.
It's a bad experience.
Yeah. Because
you're probably a high maintenance person to have to deal with.
I hate when they tell you like 10 different ways to just wait over there. I'm like, okay, but how much longer do you think, because I have an appointment that you're not honoring right now, and I want to know what the grace period is, because if you're just 30 seconds late, you're done. You're to the back of the line, but then they're late all the time. I just have a quick little question, okay? Just a quick little question.
All right, gotta go.
There should be a quick little question line. I'm with you. Because they're the high maintenance types. Like, I would imagine you go in there and you spend some time.
No? Hey, what do you need? Nah. Quick question line. Don't hit the glass on the way out. All right, here we go. Here is Violetta with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.